Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph Halacha Zayin Chasan, a Chasan Shachalach Medal Tanisim Elu, when one of these four fast days falls, Vasek Zayin Yemei Mishra Shaloi during his Shavu Brachos, Afa Gav Sheila Yom Hema Loi Kamoi Regal, even though Shavu Brachos is like a regal for him, like a Yantif, Mikal Makam Chayav Lasanis, he has to fast. Kevin that Regal Shaloi Havi Regal Yachat, since his Yantif is only a regal the yachid. Also, avails the tainus to rabim v'dachile. So the tainus of a rabim comes and it supersedes his yantif. Right? How you exhibit it? Furthermore, it says in Tehillim, "Im loy ales Yerushalayim arish simchasi, let my tongue adhere to my palate if I fail to recall you, if I fail to elevate Yerushalayim above my foremost joy." Ritva soif masechta tainus. So that talks about that the Tzara of Klai Yisrael is more important than my personal simcha. Halacha ches. Chilak yesh bein shlosh tanisim rishon l'tisha b'av. There's a difference between the first three tanisim and tisha b'av. Shlosh tanisim rishonim on the first 3 days, eichlim b'layla shilfneim ad shiyal amud ha-shachar. We can eat until alayis ha-shachar. V'hu shalo yishon shenas kava. This, however, is only if you did not sleep a set sleep during the night. That is, you did not sleep a regular sleep. One who merely dozed off would be able to respond to simple inquiries when asked, is not considered to have slept. Avam Yashin Shnas Keva, but if he slept the Shnas Keva, Asr Achar Kach Lechol, it's Asr for him to eat or drink afterwards, even if it's before Alois. Alam Kain Hiss Nekaidam Shiyashin, unless he stipulated before he went to sleep that he wants to eat if he wakes up before daybreak. However, if he's normally accustomed to drink after waking up from his sleep, in a tzarech l'sanes al shasiyah, he does not need to stipulate this that he wants to drink or eat before the tainus. But Tisha B'av, tzarech l'hafsim b'ad yam shalfanav, on Tisha B'av, not like these other three tanesim, he has to stop eating and drinking while it's still daytime of the previous day. Another difference. Gimel tanisim rishonim on the first three fasts, mitarm rechitza of asicha onias asanav tasha shemita, we're permitted to bathe, rechitza, sicha, anoint ourselves, wear shoes, and engage in tasha shemita. Tisha b'av asur mekula, and Tisha b'av, all these are asur. Mishu hu ba'al nefesh ad nabari, who nevertheless one who is scrupulous and is a healthy person. Yachmer kulan kumar v'tisha b'av, he should be machmer, and abstain from these like he would on Tisha b'av. Rak v'nias asandol yachmer, but only regarding nias asandol, he doesn't have to be stringent. Mishum chucha v'tluya, because it would become a subject of ridicule and scorn. If it's a night of tefillah, he should fulfill his obligation on the three first tanesim. Halacha test. Od yesh kula begimel tanisim harishonim. There is yet another leniency that applies to the first three tanesim. Du'ubarisim and nikosim and mitzdarais. That pregnant nursing women would be in pain due to the fast, but turim melasanis, they don't have to fast. Chen chel is simply one who is ill. Avish in laisakana, even though it's not a chel shiyesh by sakana. Laisana does not fast. And kamakam afmishim with the laylechol. Nevertheless, even one who may eat, laisana gesatzma, he should not indulge himself. El yoichol mashu tzarach levias kufoi. He should eat what's needed for his health. Similarly, regarding Ketanim, even though they don't have to fast, they should have an understanding of this Avelor. It's appropriate to train them. They should eat only bread and water, simple food, to mourn along with the tzibur.